like those who were trying to get circumcised, you know. They want to make you follow the Sabbath so they can glory. Oh, we got another one. That really affirms us. The more people who believe the way we believe, it affirms us. Well, my faith is a little different. If a lot of people started agreeing with what I teach, I would be somewhat suspicious that I'd made a mistake. I really would. I would think, man, where did I go wrong? It doesn't seem right that so many should believe. Unless God had given, some wondrous works accompanying it. Where he's like, Paul, I'm giving you a miracle to do, so everyone's going to hear you. And then they'd hear. Whether or not they'd continue in it, that'd be an entirely different question. But people would hear. You work a miracle, all of a sudden they're like, we got to listen to this guy. That's how Jesus got so much attention. That's what I say. I know I'm nothing. Because the apostles wrought miracles, and even in these churches there were miracles wrought among them. I'm nothing. God hasn't done any such testimony of me. I'm still waiting for the hope of righteousness. I have not seen Christ formed in me. I see him being formed, and I know he will be formed. But I'm still waiting for it with hope. And that is all. And you know what? And God, and don't sin. And the serious thing is as though you seek righteousness, don't judge me over that. Because God has already imputed righteousness to me. Because he already knew me. And he has called me from my womb. To do what? To do this. That's all. To declare this gospel to you. In power? No. Just in word. Just with my voice. To prepare the way for you. So that you might have Christ formed in you. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law. Look at, like I said, those who try to do these legalistic things, and I pick on the Sabbath because the thing is, there's no one asking you to be circumcised, okay? But those who do other things by the law, let's say someone wants to say, oh, let's go do the 40 days of purpose. Or the 40 days of the fruit of the Spirit. Or the 40 days of this, right? And let's do this and we will achieve something. Right? But they who do this, they don't achieve those things. They aren't able to keep those things. They just desire that you should do it with them so that they could be affirmed in it. And they could glory in it. Look! They came and joined! Isn't this wonderful? We've made another disciple after our image and after our likeness. Isn't this beautiful? Because that's what they all do. The Baptists will instruct you in the way of baptisms, and the Catholics in the way of Catholicism. They will make you disciples of that. You will conform to the image of that. You will not hear the gospel. This gospel, they will conform you to an image that is set in stone, pretty much. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I to the world. What's the point of glorying? Oh, I made some more disciples today. What's glory is that cross. Someone getting nailed up to a couple of pieces of wood. That's glory. See, they don't want to suffer persecution for the sake of the cross of Christ. And I say, what did Christ die for again? Oh, yeah, let's see. Paul kind of covered that in chapter 1, didn't he? Like in the first 3 verses or so. Actually, verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins? That's the cross of Christ. He gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. You understand, the cross is the powerful, dynamic influence that makes all this possible, that we could receive all these promises of God by faith. It's because of the cross. It's because of his sacrifice, because he wipes out our sins and also raises us in newness of life. Dead with him, buried with him in baptism. Crucifying the flesh. All these allegories become possible because of his, because of what he did there. That powerful moment. That is the moment of glory. That is what I glory in. I glory in that. The cross of Christ. His work that makes my, you know, what would we call it? My, you know, my task, my service, my burden possible. It makes it possible for me to have this promise. Without that, it's all impossible. In Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. Doesn't matter what you do with that. Or the same thing. Okay. Neither keeping the Sabbath availeth anything nor not keeping the Sabbath according to the law or not to the law. You know what I mean? I think I covered that in the previous chapter. It's all blending together in my mind. It's been quite a string. I've been teaching here actually for several hours. Because you may split the chapters into different times, but I sit here and teach for 3-4 hours. And in this case, I'm past the part I did before, but now I'm feeling weary. But God strengthened me to finish this book powerfully. In the spirit and power of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, there is no, but what is it? But a new creature. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Be not conformed to the image of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What? Into a new creature. A new creation. A fresh, new formation. Transformation. The thing is, I want to be transformed. The person I was in this world, it's not very, there's not much honor about it. Not much to be admired in me at all. If you could see me from my perspective especially, you'd see a man unworthy, ungodly. Who is not worthy to be named among the least of all of God's servants. Not worthy to be named in the same sentence. But then to say that I could be made a new creature. If it's true, look at, I'm...